From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Women's boxing will be an Olympic sport for the first time in this summer's Games. Among those competing to be part of the U.S. team in London, Tyrisha Douglas of Baltimore. When she was 16, Douglas was arrested for fighting. As she remembers it, her juvenile court judge recommended she take up boxing. Now she's 23, 112 pounds, and aiming for gold.
Boxing is my mother and my father. Boxing is my brother and my sister. Boxing make love to me. Boxing kiss me.
Keep that hand up.
Honestly, boxing is the love of my life.
I have Tyrisha Douglas and Warren Jenkins.
Bout two, ring two.
Boxing, you can't be nice.
And mouth gear, you got your mouth gear on?
So I'm mean.
Ring two, red corner.
Let's go.
I know I'm a woman, but when the bell rings, I'm like a monster.
Get your money's worth.
Your three is money here. That's the money hand. There you go. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Let's go. Okay.
All right. Oh, nice. Do it again.
When I was younger, I wanted to have big butt and big boobs. I wanted to be the average girl. People used to always say that women shouldn't have big arms, they shouldn't have broad shoulders. They'd be like, don't wear that t-shirt, you look too strong. Your outfit is cute, but you look like you about to break your high heel. And I'd be like, what? It's against the rules to have as many muscles as I have.
I'm Devon Douglas, Tyrisha's oldest brother.
This is my brother that I live with.
It's me, then it's her, and then it's Ronte, and then it's Antoine, then it's Desiree.
That is Dorshay the dog. Sit down. She's a blue pet.
We were on foster care, then we got broke up, and some of my friends told me, they were like, your sister box. I was like, my sister box? She was serious like long enough to box. They were like, well, the fight only lasted about a minute.
No.
They said she felt sorry for the girl. Like, is she really hurt?
Go over there. Listen, if I beat you up.
Hello.
How you doing, baby? He had the bottom. Shut the door, Antoine.
I was born into a rough family.
I'm Annette Douglas, Tyrisha Douglas' mom.
Both of my parents was on drugs.
I just was never there. Doing drugs, you don't stay home. You just go and flow wherever it is.
What do I remember?
I had to protect my brothers. I'm like, mom is doing good. She working, not telling them that our mom is a crackhead.
Best sister in the world, you ask me.
Aww. I was out of control, which means if you say anything to me, I will break your face. And that was the end of that. The first memory that I had of ever seeing boxing was when we was living with my cousin Patrick Washington.
Me and my brother were in the house one day. He tells us, go get in the car. And y'all want to box?
Marcy used to always take me shopping and go get my hair done while y'all was at the gym. And I used to be mad. When I seen it, I was like, oh my gosh, that is so amazing. You get to beat up people for free. So I asked him about it maybe one time when I was young, and he was like, no. Like, his no was like, no. Like, you ain't about to do that. You're a girl. If it wasn't for me getting in trouble again, no will still have been his answer to this day.
And today we're here. And she's in the running to make history and be on the Olympic team.
One, two, three. USA!
We're here in Oxnard, California.
We're here to get the girls prepared for international competition.
Oh, I am Gloria Peake, one of the coaches for USA Boxing.
We train every 5 minutes, no sleep, no rest. We slipping punches while we on the toilet.
We're at a round robin tournament meeting women from Poland, Russia, Mexico, and from Germany.
See, she pissing me off.
Hold on, seriously, you guys are elite athletes. Act like that. You're not just representing yourselves anymore, you're representing your country.
Some countries have camps for women. Some train year round, three times a day. This competition is extremely important because it gives the girl something to gauge their performance by. Everything is in preparation for 2012 Olympics.
I'm very excited about today because the boxing starts today.
It's cool to see like girls fight.
Team USA all the way, baby.
They're awesome and powerful.
Blue corner boxers, please glove up.
I'm Christy Hallberg. I've been coaching on the international level since 1999.
My mouthpiece, right behind you.
I'm the red corner representing Team USA, Tyrisha Douglas.
When I get in the ring, what am I telling myself?
Stay calm.
Representing Team Germany, Azizi.
Stay calm.
All right, Tarshia, go do your thing, babe. Be you, all right? Be you.
This is my ticket.
Fast hands. Yeah, left hand. Good, get it again.
Boxing is not easy. If you are strong enough to stand up against all the odds that you face, there is something within you that is special.
All right, good round.
Take my mouthpiece out.
She doesn't like your power. Can you see that?
If you can get hit and hit a person back, you have to have heart. You might get hurt. That's heart to me.
Exhale all the air out of your lungs. You're giving away some points because your hands are down and she's throwing a straight right at you, okay? So circle to your right and hit her with the hook on the way, all right? You can win this. You're only down two. Circle right with the hook. Circle right. She's just not going to circle to the right, Fausto. She's not going to do it. Left hand. Double it up.
Round of applause, please, for bout number 10. Our winner, representing Team Germany, Azizi Nemani.
All right.
Didn't get the fight. 17-15, that was the score. I still get to compete every day, so. On to the next.
How would you like to build on this for tomorrow?
Do angles and circles and just keep my head on my shoulder and USA all the way.
All the way, baby.
What she have to really work on is herself. That's what I'm waiting on.
Let's go.
Calvin Ford is my coach, who is also like a father to me.
Her first national champion medal, I have it. She gave it to me, you know.
He really treats me like a daughter. I call him all hours of the night. He answers the phone. I get mad when he don't answer the phone. So he's really like a father to me.
10 back down to 2.
Like, she's drained today.
I'm tired.
She looking real flat.
Sometimes I doubt my dreams.
She got a lot on her mind.
And I feel so low.
Six punches that we just missed in that round because you wasn't feeling good. That's your fault. Shucks, whatever's on your mind, it can't be on your mind now. You got to fight through that.
I'm not only doing this for me. I'm doing this for the world. Because if I can do it, the next individual can do it. Just to see someone get that far in life, that's all I want to show, is that you can overcome anything and be anything you want in life. And I am going to be that woman. I am.
That's it. She's done. Yeah, she's done.
I go home to my bed. It's just me. My heart. Dreaming about being an Olympic gold medalist. And if that gold medalist dream don't happen, I'm still going to give and do and strive for what I want. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tyrisha Douglas will compete in the first women's Olympic boxing trials later this month. Our story was produced for member station WNYC by Marianne McCune with Sue J. Johnson. You can see photographs of Tyrisha Douglas in action at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.